Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, yo, Pro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And while you're at it, if you're sick and tired of spending $60 to $100 for the latest and greatest wrestling video game, stop immediately and go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create your wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, even build your own corporation, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available now to all Facebook users absolutely free. If you want to become a member of the Pro Wrestling Podcast family and want your name in the shout-outs, like our buddy Harold in St. Louis, then pop over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/Pro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today. For the month of February and ongoing into March, any $25 contributor will co-host an episode of Going Live with me, and for our $10 a month contributors, your name will be entered into a drawing to also co-host an episode of Going Live with me on one of our Saturday night shows. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Pro Wrestling Podcast. Don't forget the fan voting and the greatest wrestler of the Monday Night Wars is on live right now. We are in the Elite Eight round. Make sure you cast your votes at ProWrestling.com. Click on the Vote Now tab and get your votes in as soon as possible. We're going to be closing those votes on Wednesday evening. In the meantime, if you wanted to submit any questions, comments, anything of the nature to the Pro Wrestling Podcast, don't forget to check out the Sound Off line at 267-642-1160. Give us your questions, your comments. Everything that you want to get in on the show, we will try to get your information into a future episode. We love to make the audience a part of the show as much as we can, and we can only do that when you send us your questions and your comments. So by all means, do that. And if you're not sure what to ask, go to frowrestling.com, where you'll see our homepage along with all the upcoming topics for the next episode of the show. And in this show, it's a big episode because we have to send out our predictions for the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. It is right around the corner. It is time for the Pro Wrestling Podcast to tell you who we think is going to win. And let's get to that right away. Talking about the kickoff show, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, taking on the Revival. I think, unfortunately, for Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, it is time for the Revival to make their ascent to the top of the tag team ratings. That being said, I predict that the Revival will come out on top of the club, and it needs to be because the tag team division has been completely overlooked for an extended period of time. It is time for that division to really get a solid foundation, and the Revival is a great place to start building that from. Hopefully at some point in the future, actually it's interesting because the club actually stated this week, Luke Gallows said he would love to see the Young Bucks come to WWE. They kind of owe it to themselves to do that, and they are the ones who always want to face the Revival, so you have to start building the Revival now, so if and when they do come to WWE, they have that matchup ready to go. So the prediction for the Pro Wrestling Podcast is that the Revival will win their matchup against Gallows and Anderson. for the Raw Tag Team Championship, the Bar, the defending champions will take on Titus Worldwide. This is one of those classic situations where Titus Worldwide has been made to look good the last few weeks. I do not expect them to win the Tag Team Championship. I expect that the Bar will retain. This is one of those things where every week on Raw you have them get some simple ending to a tag team match, Apollo Crews picking up a win here and there, and eventually you don't give them the championships. It's like classic WWE booking, and unfortunately it's too predictable. I actually would love to see them win the titles, but on the flip side, I would like to see him win the title so that you could split up Cesaro and Sheamus and give Cesaro an opportunity at the top of the card. But if that's not going to happen, there is a caveat to that would be a great thing, and that is that Apollo has really been coming of his own lately, and they could really elevate his character if they focus on him not as a tag team wrestler but as a singles going forward. So maybe it's a good thing if he doesn't win the tag team championship. So my prediction is that the tag team champions will retain. Matt Hardy will take on Bray Wyatt. I think this match, it is screaming for two things. One, we need to see the appearance of the rest of the Matt Hardy regime, potentially his wife, Rebby Hardy, and see King Maxwell and see Senor and all these people. They all should show up. That's one thing that should happen. And the other thing is, it is time for Matt Hardy to pick up the clean win over Bray Wyatt. This feud has gone on very long, with Matt Hardy getting very little resolve. It is time for Matt Hardy to come out on top in this match. The big one everybody's talking about is Asuka versus Nia Jax, two of the biggest female competitors in WWE. I think this feud is being rushed. I think that they're pretty much feeding Nia Jax to Asuka, which I do not like. I would have loved for them to keep these two ladies apart for another 6 months and then let them really have a feud in the future, but that is not the case. I obviously predicted Asuka will come out on top of Nia Jax, as I don't see a scenario where Nia Jax can possibly beat the first ever Women's Royal Rumble winner at the pay-per-view. So, my prediction, Asuka defeats Nia Jax. Ronda Rousey will be there signing her contract. I predict that she will also kick off her feud heading to WrestleMania, as Ronda Rousey, I think, will come out and somehow call out Asuka. Asuka being the person, I think that she's going to push Asuka to challenge for the other brand's championship with her championship or with her Royal Rumble victory, so that she has a clear path to get to Alexa Bliss. Now, what I'm hoping is that Bliss loses the title to Asuka ahead of WrestleMania, and instead we can see Ronda Rousey versus Asuka at Mania, because it's obvious that she's going to the Raw brand and that's not where Charlotte is, and that was the match they should have done, but apparently they're not going to. So my prediction here is Ronda Rousey is going to start her feud at WrestleMania at the Elimination Chamber. The women's Elimination Chamber match, Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Mickie James, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville. This one, I think, can only come out in one way and one way only, and that is Alexa Bliss has to retain the women's championship to set up a legitimate feud ahead of WrestleMania, where she can lose that women's championship to Asuka, or she can go in as a strong women's champion to face Asuka at WrestleMania and maintain the biggest momentum possible. That is the only scenario I see. The prediction from the Pro Wrestling Podcast is that Alexa Bliss retains the women's championship in the Elimination Chamber. And finally, the main event, John Cena, Braun Strowman, Elias, Roman Reigns, The Miz, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins in the Elimination Chamber. What I see here is what everybody's been predicting for a year now, is that Roman Reigns will come out on top, but here is what complicates things. The reaction to the Seth Rollins performance on Monday Night Raw in that gauntlet match has been huge, and you know WWE must be listening. They don't know what to do. Seth Rollins is the man that deserves to be pushed here, and they've already got plans in place for Brock and Roman Reigns. What are they going to do going forward? It'll be curious to see. I'm very fascinated to see how WWE handles the booking of this match, because they have a chance here to really blow it, or they have a chance to make history. Hopefully they do the right thing, and here's my thing. I would give the win to Seth Rollins and have him face Brock Lesnar for the Universal title. Unfortunately, our prediction here is that they won't do that because their booking is terrible, and they will go with Roman Reigns winning the Men's Elimination Chamber, going on to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us next episode. We'll run down all the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all the music and sound effects used in today's show. Today's podcast is sponsored in part by Beazle Games. Bringing a new friend to family game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side by going to FroWrestling.com and clicking on the icon in the middle of the page to pick up your copy of Sketchy People today. And to AlleyRepair.com, contact Alley Repair today for servicing all your classic skee ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move, or you're considering college, university life, or just need some formal training for your next career decision, go to our other website at FroLifePlanning.com for all your higher education needs, as FroLife Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with FroLife. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. I want to thank you for taking a few moments with us today. And if you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, go to www.thesportsjunkies101.com for the latest articles on the world of professional wrestling. Until next time, take care, everybody. And before I sign off, make sure you get to the Quakertown Farmers Market for Worldwide Wrestling Alliance action. They will be back March 24th. Get here. It is the place to be. These shows are amazing. Thank you, Dino Sanna, the organizer, promoter, and owner of the Worldwide Wrestling Alliance, for allowing the Fro Wrestling Podcast to be your guest here this evening. It is an amazing partnership, and I really appreciate everything they do for the Fro Wrestling Podcast. Until next episode, take care, everybody, and have a great night.